Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you specifically about filtration and how it is really the key element of the pool, especially during the summertime and, of course, other times of the year. But the summertime, I think you're going to notice with a pool with poor filtration, you're going to be struggling mightily with the chemistry and also with algae issues in that pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I think the two pillars of your pool care are chemistry and filtration. And if either one of these fails, then you're going to have lots of problems with the pool. You're going to have algae. You're going to have serious water quality issues going on, cloudy water, things like that. And so filtration and chemistry go hand in hand and go a very long way. I'll give you a really good example of this. If you have a D filter, and I think most people are familiar with D filters out there, and one of the grids, just one grid, has a 1-inch tear in it, basically. And so diatomaceous earth is blowing back in, debris is blowing back in. And I can guarantee you from experience that, number one, you're going to have a hard time with any of the chlorine holding in the pool effectively. I can almost guarantee you that this pool is going to be cloudy looking and not be clear, not just because of the DE, but because of the poor filtration. And you're definitely going to have issues with algae and fighting a losing battle with the D filter with one grid with maybe a 1-inch tear in it. And so this is how important the filtration is, because once you fix that grid or clean the filter and fix that grid or replace it or maybe replace all the grids in there, I can tell you that that pool is going to hold chlorine and it's going to be very easy to maintain and the water clarity will improve dramatically within a week or two. Another good example of this is that I had a pool with a 36-foot D filter for many, many years, and this was a fairly large pool, over 20,000 gallons, and I struggled with this pool's water quality. There were a lot of dead spots where algae would form, you know, in the deep end by the pool light, would definitely form in the spa, because this 36-square-foot filter was technically very small for this pool. So it was replaced with a 420-square-foot cartridge filter, and I gotta tell you, it was definitely one of those night and day experiences, because the pool looked so much better right away in the first week. And this particular pool had a pool skim attached to it, and there was so much water pressure coming from the return lines that I had to actually open up the spa return lines to kind of let some of the pressure off of the pool skim, because it was just working way too, I want to say effectively, but it was moving, it was pulling too much water in, so it was really loud and not really effective, and so I had to lower that down. So those are two pretty simple examples of changing out the filter or fixing a grid that will definitely move the needle. And that kind of illustrates the fact that the filtration is really critical. So if you have a service account with a really old filter, or if you're struggling with water clarity because it's maybe an undersized filter or a sand filter that needs new sand, whatever it may be, if you're dealing with poor filtration because of the filter itself, I would really advise you to contact the customer and explain to them in not so many words that, you know, there are two major factors that are going to affect the water quality of the pool. Number one is the chemistry, which you got a handle on because you know what you're doing back there as far as balancing their pool. And number two is the filtration. And you notice that their filter is really old or needs new elements, which is another word for the D grids or the cartridges. You can sell them on that if that's necessary, or a whole new filter. And if they have an undersized filter, I would let them know that with a larger filter, even though it's an investment, you're going to run your pool less because it's going to filter the pool better, which will save you money on your electricity bill, and it'll actually pay for itself over the years, basically by you not running it, 15 hours a day, cutting back down to 10 hours a day, let's say, because the filter is much oversized for the pool, and things will look a lot better. It's going to be a much safer pool to swim in, and the water quality is going to be much improved with the larger filter. So, for example, if they have a small cartridge filter, and a lot of builders will put in a 150 square foot cartridge filter in a 15,000 gallon pool, because if you look at the manufacturer schematics, that's perfectly acceptable. However, if you take out that 150 square foot cartridge filter and you put in a 450 square foot cartridge filter, you've just pretty much increased that pool's capacity by 3 times, or filtration capacity by 3 times, which is a tremendous amount, because you went from 150 square feet to 450 square feet, and you'll really notice the difference in water quality. Plus, you won't have to clean that filter every month. You can go 6 months without cleaning it, and it's going to definitely move the needle for you as a pool service and as a customer, because they're going to really improve the water quality by just installing something as simple as a larger filter. I see similar effects when I change all 8 grids on a D filter, and I won't go more than 3.5-4 years without changing all 8 grids, because they wear out pretty quickly. You'll know when the D grids are worn out, because when you clean them, they're not coming out good. They may have some broken frame pieces in there, the black plastic may be broken in there. That has a lot to do with back pressure in the filter, so definitely keep that in mind. Or you may have broken grids here and there, so if you have, D leaking into the pool, you have 1 or 2 bad grids, chances are that the grids are near the end of their lifespan, and replacing all of them will definitely improve the filtration. And so if you can sell the customer on replacing all of them, I think it's really a good idea to do that. As far as cartridge filters go, if you have a single cartridge filter, those cartridges don't last very long. And so I would say that you're going to be replacing that cartridge within every 8 months to a year, if not sooner, depending on the size of the pool and the usage and kind of the load on the cartridge itself. They just don't last very long as a single cartridge. The 4 cartridge type filters, anywhere from a 300 square foot up to a 500 square foot, will last a lot longer. And so every 3 years, I replace all 4 cartridges, just about every 3 years on the dot. I don't really go much longer than that because there's really no good reason to stretch it out past that point. When you put 4 new cartridges in, you're going to really see an improvement in the water quality, and they do wear out just as much as the single cartridge filters, maybe not as quickly, but they do wear over time and they don't filter as well. The pleats may get clogged up. You may not see that they're getting clogged up, but they do. And so changing them more often is definitely beneficial for the single cartridge filters and for the multi-cartridge filters. The only exception, I think, that I make with the cartridge filter beyond 3 years are the StayRite System 3 filters. For some reason, those cartridges seem to last a very long time. Maybe it's just the way that they're designed and they don't have much of a load compared to the other cartridges. But these 450 square foot or 350 square foot StayRite System 3 cartridges seem to last longer. And besides that, they're extremely expensive. There really is no third-party manufacturer of these. I think Filber makes some of them for the 350 square foot cartridge. But besides that, you're going to have to buy the StayRite replacement cartridges, and they're extremely expensive. And so I'll go with the StayRite cartridge filters as long as feasible before replacing them, because they're extremely expensive and they seem to last longer anyway in regards to the standard 4 cartridges that are in there. So that's the only exception I make, is for that particular filter. As far as the sand filter, I've struggled with my share of sand filters over the years. I just don't like them particularly that much, but I know that a sand change definitely moves the needle. And so changing the sand, maybe with another media, is a good idea. But anything you can do to change the old sand out is definitely going to move the needle going forward with the sand filter. Basically, if the sand filter, if you backwash it, and then within a week or two, it goes up by 10 PSI, and you're continuously doing this during the season, chances are that the sand needs to be replaced in that filter, it's just worn out and you're going to have to replace the sand because that's all that's filtering the water basically. And so don't neglect changing the sand and the sand filter. I think you have to let the customer know that, yes, the sand filter is low maintenance. However, the sand does go bad and you have to change the sand and the filter and let them know that it's not something they're going to do every year, but it's something that they're going to have to do once in a while. You know, depending, again, on the pool, how much dirt it gets, all these are factors and how long the sand lasts in there. And if, of course, they want to replace their sand filter with a, you know, 450 square foot cartridge filter, I'm all for it. I think the cartridge filter does have the best filtration because of the square footage available. You have a 40 or 60 square foot D filter versus a 450 square foot cartridge filter. And even if you're not a math wizard, you can see that the cartridge filter will give you a larger filtration area. I think the only time the cartridge filter will struggle is in an area with a lot of dirt because you can't backwash it. And the cartridge filter will get clogged up with dirt fairly quickly. And so that's where the DE sand filter have the advantage, is that in those regions where you get a lot of dirt, you know, desert areas, Arizona, the sand filter does perform better for that reason, and a DE filter will perform better because you can backwash it in between cleanings, and it seems to do better anyway with dirt versus the cartridge filter. But for all other areas where you just get normal amounts of dirt and debris, I think the cartridge filter is the way to go. You're going to see a large increase in the flow, and I don't mean a small little single bullet cartridge filter. I mean the full 450 square foot type cartridge filter. You'll see a major difference in the flow. Just for me and my pool, I had a 320 square foot Pentair filter for many years, and I replaced it with a 450 square foot waterway jacuzzi filter. And I got to tell you that on low speed, normally my spa would be trickling water, and this is at 1700 RPMs. And with the new filter, just by adding 100 and so square feet to it, the water is actually flowing over the spillway now with the larger filter. So these little things definitely go a long way, and even 130 square foot more filtration area really makes the pool flow a lot better. So I think when it comes to pool filter sizing, I think almost in every case, bigger is better in just about every situation. Maybe there's a few exceptions there, but the bigger filter you can put in, the better the water quality is. So I'll go back to the very beginning when I talked about the filtration and chemistry going hand in hand. And one of the things you're going to notice with a pool with a larger filter or a filter that's running effectively is that the chlorine and other chemicals in the pool are going to be easier to balance and keep in the pool, especially the chlorine level. My first example with the torn grid, if you have a D filter with a torn grid, you'll know from experience you're going to put a lot of chlorine in there, so it's not going to hold it because it's not filtering properly. And so right there with a bigger filter, or a filter that is working properly, the chlorine levels going to hold a lot better in the pool. And of course, the larger the filter, the longer the chlorine, I think, will stay in the pool. You're also going to have less dead spots where you're going to have algae forming. And a lot of pools have dead areas where, you know, the water's going to get to the step area sometimes, or maybe an area in the spa. And definitely with a larger filter or with the new elements in the filter, you're going to have less algae issues because there'll be less dead spots. And so the filtration is really crucial to the pool. And with that, I should say that your runtime of your pool is also, of course, a factor. You can have a brand new filter, but if you run it 2 hours a day, you're not going to have good water clarity or quality. And so running the pool long enough, of course, is an important factor. And so also put that in the equation. You have your chemistry balance, your chemicals balance. You have a good filtration system. And then you have the appropriate runtime, and all of those make for a very easy pool to maintain. And so if any one of those three elements is out of balance, if you're not running the pool long enough, or if you're not adding the right amount of sanitizer or chlorine to the pool, but you have a good filter, you're going to have water quality issues. So all three of these kind of go hand in hand, but I did mention that the two main pillars are filtration and chemistry. And of course, runtime is something that it's kind of basic. I didn't really want to put that in there, but it is a factor and it's something that you should be aware of when you set up your pool. Kind of know how long you have to run your pool to get the pool at least one cycle of water through entirely. If you're in an area where you need 2 or 3 cycles, that's fine. And with a variable speed pump, it's much easier to get multiple cycles of water without really raising your cost of running the pool significantly, because a variable speed pump saves a lot of money as far as electricity usage. So I definitely think that if you have a pool with a very poor filter, really old, or poor filtration, changing that filter out will definitely move the needle, and sooner is better than later. Definitely address that. And if you have a pool route with multiple pools with old filters or with old filter elements or cartridges, get on that with your customers and get them to switch that out, because that'll make everything much easier for you and make the water quality much better for them. And if you're interested in other podcasts I've recorded, simply go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll drop you down to a menu where you can see other podcasts that I've recorded. And if you want to enhance your business, and if you're in the industry, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.